For Hodel Ereisha, he went back to the beginning of the benching. He started benching all the way over again. Rashi, for Hodel Ereisha, Letchilas Birchas Amazon, for the Amrinon. God, we learned before, Birchas Tfilo, Gabi Tfilo, Okeres Raglov, if he started to take his steps back already, Chayzel Ereish, he left out Ritzei, or Ben Davening, he forgot to say about Shabbos, he forgot Yal V'Yavoy, is Hossam who the Ika Kiris Raglayim. Why? Davening is totally in a Kiris Raglayim. Avul Hocho, Siyem Abrocho, who a Kiris Raglayim. As soon as you finish the bracha, we'll soon see, as soon as you started, Hakeel, Avinu, Makenu, Adirenu, you start up, Tev Yametiv, then you have to go back to the beginning of benching. That's the if Mekash Amalei. My time of it, my hochi. How come you went back to getting the benching? Says, why didn't you just say the bruch we had before? Amalei, the Amarav Shelo Amarav. Toye Chayz Lerois. You should know if you skip Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to start benching over again. I spread the Gemara of Amarav Huna. Amarav. Toye Oime Bor Shenosan. If you forget to say Ritzei, you just have a right to stick in this bracha right now. If the Bein Rachmi Shlaim Amen, you can stick in this bracha. Or Malay, it's not kasha. La vitmer olav amarav menashia batach lipon amarav loyshon velosh loy posach betoyv yemeitiv. That's only if you didn't start the next bracha of lekevorcha to Hashem lekenu melech olam lekelo vino makenu. If you didn't start that bracha yet, then you have the yetzer to stick in this bracha of for Shabbos. Avo posach betoyv yemeitiv, be ready started the next bracha, then you don't have the yetzer anymore. And the lacher is chayz l'roish. If you skip with say and started outside your mitzvah on Shabbos, you have to start over again benching. Omer Rav Vidi Baravin, Omer Rav Amran, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Toyer v'loy hiska shor Rosh Chodesh betfilo. On Rosh Chodesh davening, you forgot to say Yal V'Yovei. His Avadah is not talking about Maris. He's talking about Shachris or Mincha. You forgot to say Yal V'Yovei. His Alocha Machzir Noisei. We tell him he has to daven over again. But Birchas Hamozin, what about on Rosh Chodesh? You ate a suda, you washed, you bend, you come into benching, and if you left out Yalav Yavoy, he is the Lord for Ein Mach Ziru Noisei. For Yalav Yavoy and Meshchodesh, you shouldn't have to bench over again. Oh, not for Meshchodesh, we only said for Shabbos. Yeah, right. If before you said Atov Yemeitiv, you have the answer to say that. Or if you already start Atov Yemeitiv, you can't stick in that bracha, you do not have to be Chayzer. You're right. If after Bein Yishlein, you wake up, you've got Yalav Yavoy, you can say that bracha. Once you start out, save your native, you don't have to be chayzer. Omalei Rav Avin, Rav Amrin, Maishna Tfilo. What's the difference between Tfilo? Maishna Birchas Amazon. How come on Rosh Chodesh we say, if you didn't say Yalav Yavi and Davening, you have to daven over again? And if you didn't say Yalav Yavi and Bench, you have to daven over again. Omalei, after the Kashle, it's a good Kashle, I had this Kashle also. V'sheil tel Rav Nachman, I asked this Kashle to Rav Nachman. V'yomali minei de Mashmu, tell me over from Mashmuel. V'yomali minei de Mashmuel Shmili. I didn't hear the teretz from Mashmuel. I didn't hear it, but I'll tell you the teretz myself. El nechti anan, let's look into the Indian ourselves. Tfilo de choy v'hin machziru noisei. Davening shachres and minchi and chiyot to daven shachres and minchan and meshchedish. If we've left out the Yalav Yavoy, you have a chiyot to daven over again. Mashenken brichas amazayna coming to bench di boi ochel. Boy Yochel. Hey, there's no chiyuv teeth on Rosh Chodesh. If you don't want to eat on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat. Since you have no chiyuv teeth, the whole benching is like your reshus, is melee machzir noisai. The Rabbanu will not mechayiv you to bench over again if you left out Yalav Yavoy. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a chiyuv to have the Suda. So spouse, you have to wash, you have to have the Suda. Melee, you have to bench on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you leave out with, say, Yalav Yavoy, you have to bench over again. But on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to wash. But so is the kashiv im taimo. For heavy Rosh Chodesh miyamed loylasanis boin the Megillah Sinus. And Rosh Chodesh is also to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh? So I can't. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So poshut mashmi, you have to have a suddan Rosh Chodesh. And but so is now the yishleim adachu prushin. I boy ochel vi boy leyochel pas shechayav nu berichas hamazon. Means on Rosh Chodesh, true, you're not allowed to fast. But what do you have to eat? Anything you eat to yaitza. You don't bedafka have to wash on Rosh Chodesh. Avo v'yomtev tzorach lecho pas. But on yomtev and Shabbos, then you have a chiyuv, not just tam to eat, but you have to have a suda pas. Therefore, you have a chiyuv to bench on Shabbos. If you don't say with say, you have to bench over again. But Shem in Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to have pas. That's Koshev Shan, the Sugi and Tosis. The Rambam Malacha brings down the Rosh Chodesh, you didn't need to have pas. You didn't need to have a suda in Rosh Chodesh also. Could be it's not the chiyuv, it's not the nazar, but it's needed to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh also. But here, Tzai says not, Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv to pass, he just can't fast. But benching is no chiyuv to bench, therefore not to be chayzer. Tzai says for the Gemara. Elamiyato Shabosis Vyam Toivin. Deloy Sagi Deloy Ochel. Pochinami di toy hodder of a Shabbos and Yonta that you have to have a Suda. Lukur if you get with say Alaviova, you have to bench over again. Omalayin, Taka true, you do have to bench over again. Like we had before. The Yomar Rabbi Shalo. Omaram. Toe, if you forgot this, they would say, Chayz L'Rosh, you have to start benching over again. Aibu, Omarapun, Omarav, Toe, Reime, Borosh, and Osan. The same kasha before. Aibu said, if you skip with say, after Boyne, Rachel, Yishlaim, Omein, you could just say this Brocha, Borosh, and Osan, Shabbos, Lema, Yisrael. Molavit, Molo, Loishon, Uwel, Ishlai, Potsav, that's how you made it. That's only if you didn't start it, that's how you made it, then you could put in this Brocha. But if you already started to say the fourth bracha of your mitzvah, then there's no way to chayz l'roish. You have to bench over again on Shabbos and Yom Tov since there's a chiyuv to bench. Right, ad kam the mezam. The end of the mission is said, how much do you have to eat in order for three people to have a chiyuv zimin to bench together? Was a machlokes for Mei and Rebbe Yehuda, whether a kezayis is enough, or the have to eat the shiur of a kebetzah. Ad kezayis, that's the Tanakam, that's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Leimer ad kebetzah. Reb Yehuda holds no, they have to eat the shear of a kebetzah. But soon see, Tzai says this is the same achlekes about how much you have to eat to bench. You don't have a chiyuv to bench unless you eat a kebetzah according to Reb Yehuda, and lalach we hold that the Rabbanon is enough to eat a kezayis. So it's Reb Meir holds that kezayis is enough, and Reb Yehuda holds no, you have to eat a bigger shear in order to have a chiyuv to bench or to make zimun. So the Gemara lemeimro to Reb Meir choshu like kezayis. Remei holds kezayis of a choshev shear. That's a chiyuv to have a chiyuv to bench. At least with the Rabbanu, the place it says, his midi writes, you only have a chiyuv to bench over after the savata, only if you're filled up. But with the Rabbanu, if you eat a shear kezayis, you have to bench. And Uadin the Mishnah says, if three people ate together, there's a chiyuv zimun. That's Remei shita. We have Yehuda kebetsa. We have Yehuda to know the chiyuv of an achila has to at least be a kebetsa. Less than a kebetsa, the place there's no chiyuv to bench and there's no chiyuv of zimun. But the Gemara Yipcha Shaminu Lo, we learn Puf Hakeh at the Shittas. What's Chosh of a Kebetz or a Shaitz of an egg? Titanan. V'chein Misha Yotzem Yerushalayim. Somebody went out of Yerushalayim. V'niska Shoye B'yodai Bosa Kodesh. He realized now he took with him some Bosa Shlomim that he had with him. Hey, Shlomim is a Kotchum Kalim. He had to teed him all Yerushalayim without eating. Now he forgot that he had some left over in his pocket on his plate and he left Yerushalayim. So this bosana becomes postal, it's a psul yaitzei, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Metzchili is supposed to take it back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now here he went out of Yerushalayim far away. So the shir. Imorvat Tzoyfim, if he passed by the place of Tzoyfim, then the Rabbanu will not mechayiv you to go back to to the Beis HaMikdash, but Tzoyfim bim koimai. You could burn this kachim flum now wherever you are. V'yimlav, if you didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim, you could still turn back and see Yerushalayim. Chayzev esarf lefnei abirun, you have to go back and burn it in the base of Migdash, in the base of Migdash, meyatzei hamarocha, in the yatzev, with the imatzei marocha. Ad kam hein chayzev, how much meat do you have to have outside that will mechayiv you to take it back to Yerushalayim, to the base of Migdash? We have meyye roine, zev ze kebetza. Both have the shear of a kebetza. Zev ze, we'll soon see Rashi, there are two halachas there. Another halacha was somebody was going to shech the korban Pesach, and it was Erev Pesach, and he realized his hatzel chometz left in his house. He wasn't about this chometz yet. So if he has enough time to go back home and burn the chometz and come back to make the korban Pesach, that's what he's supposed to do. But lo yitzur, you're not going to have enough time, then he can decide mechan vittel. But if you have enough time, he's supposed to stop the korban, go home and burn it. How much chometz do you have to have in your house to say there's a chiyuv to go back home? So that's the two shalos, these two shurim. It's how much chometz you have to have back home to say you have to stop your korban and go home. Or else here, how much bosa kachim do you have with you outside Yerushalayim that we're going to tell you go back to the Beis Hamikdash and burn it there? Is Reb Meir Shita is Zev Zabi Kebetza. You see, Reb Meir holds, what's the chosh of a shear of a food to give dinim to? Only a kebetza. The Abiyudoim is Zev Zabi Kezayis. And Yehuda says no. If you have a kezayis chometz home, or you have a kezayis bosa shtam with you, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. You see here, Yehuda is machshav of a kezayis, and Reb Meir is machshav only a kebetza. You have to change around the sheets here, like we have in our Mishnah. Reb Meir says a kebetza, and Reb Yehuda says a kezayah. Here is some aflikas and psukim by in our Mishnah by benching. Reb Meir saw the pasuk says v'yachalta zu achila v'savata zu shtiyah. That's all. And Beis speaks out this avada is only mid rabbanon. As Midi writes, everybody's masking, the Yachata B'Savota means you have to eat enough today's Sviya to have a Chiyuv to bench Midi Raisa. But as Nasmachta, we dash like this, from Meir Dashins, the Yachata Zu Achila, the Achila, which is the Kazayas, you have to bench, the Savota Zu Shtiya. The Achila the Kazayas, all over Achila means the Kazayas. And this is the sheet that's brought down Alocha. But let's say you finish eating your bread and you're still thirsty, you're not supposed to bench. You have no chiyuv to bench. Close the man, you're still thirsty, you can't bench. The Pasuk says, V'chalta v'savot v'dash n'zushtiyah. I mean, you have to make sure you're not thirsty b'shash you're benching. V'chila v'kezayis. We have Yehuda Sovah, now he dashes, yes, math like this. V'chalta v'savot v'achila. We dash, and what does that mean? Achila sheyesh pasviyah. There has to be a bigger shiur achila, not a portion of achila, no, some achila has some shaykhus to sviyah. The Yezus Lukabeta, by the way, he says, Avada Tony with the Rabbon, Tony Nasmachta. Avada real Kadei Sviya means the whole supper when you're filled up. Here it just means, this verse says, the Chata Vesavot, it's Nasmachta, you can only have to bench if you eat something more than Achila. What's more than Achila? A Kabeta. So that's the Machlaikas now Mishnah. And we pass from like Ramei Avada, that you have to bench Nabachiv Zimun as long as you're the Kazayim. Hosem over here by Chomets and by Bosta Shlom in the Svara Pligi. That we say you have to go back to burn your chomet, to go back to the kochim, that at the same tally, how much of a shear you have to have to makabel tumma. Ma to mosa the gebetza, just like the shear of an achila. Like some sheet is, it's not makabel tumma less than the size of a beitza. And like some sheet is, it's makabel tumma of a kolshu. But an oichel is not metama another oichel unless this oichel is a shear of a gebetza. So tumma has to do with hilchas beitza. Therefore, Meir says the chazor refon the tumma shavoy. Af chazarosa b'kebeitza. You dafko need the shear of a kebeitza of chomets or a kebeitza of kochim. The Yehuda sava chazarosa kisuroi. No, the din chazor is told the isur shaboy. Ma isuroi b'kezayis. Just like it's also to eat chomets and feitzach a kezayis you're over this idiraita. If you eat bosa kochim, you chayi b'kezayis. Is af chazarosa b'kezayis. So what did the machayi be to go back, even though you only had a kezayis? What's another machleik is there? Not telling now machleik is. Therefore, there's no stira. There it's a shaila. The chazor is a telling in tumah of yisurai, and by yes, the shaila is telling yes machlekes. What's the kosh brachos after this all of you give them terrible mitzvahs. How do we have the Seder HaZimun? What's the bracha, the nusach we say? V'shloisha oimer nevorach. V'shloisha we say nevorach, shechanu mishaloi. That's the way the mezamen starts off. Agav, we start off first, we say Rabbosai Mevela mention. So the Mishmur brings down, this really comes from the Zoya. That the Zoya says, before we start to do a mitzvah, we should make Shom HaChono to like bring down the Kedusha of the mitzvah. So before we go to make the Birchas HaZimin, which we're soon going to see, is going to be Nevorach Shechal Mishaloi. That's the real bracha. We start our first time with Asayim as Allah mentioned. We say, let's go bench. That's called the Hazmona of the Hachona for Zimun. And we enter back, Yishem Hashem HaBorach Ma'afi Bad Elom. That's the Hachona for Zimun. Now we say, Birchus Mamar Vasai, Nevorach is the beginning of Birchas HaZimun. The Mishnah says, as man you have three, is Oymen Nevorach, like we say Nevorach Shachanu Mishaloi. Vuhu Mash Bishloi Shavu, let's say there are four people there, there are three people besides the one that's being Mizamin, is then Oymer Boruchu, he is allowed to say Boruchu. Instead of saying Nevorach, Nevorach means let's all together bench Hashem, you could say Boruchu, means you three bench Hashem, but you're excluding yourself and saying to you three Boruchu. But you only have three, you can't say Borchu. But Borchu means you, the two alone is not enough. So when you have only three, you have to say Nevorach. When you have four, then you can say Borchu. Now be Asor, let's say there are 10 people that ate together. Oime Nevorach Elokeinu. We say Nevorach Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. Be Asor Vuhu, let's say there are 11 people there. So besides the Nevorach, there are 10 other people. Oime Borchu. Then he can again say, Borchu Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. Borchu Mashme, you 10 people give back Haidot to Kodesh Borchu. He can exclude himself. Son of Rokin, who will Amma Borchu? Echerasor, the Echerasor, the Echerasor Rebuya. has the same halacha. Whether you have 10 or whether you have 10,000, Dasata Tanakama, we don't say more than Nevorach Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. And we hope we pass in Mosul Slav like the Tanakama, that no matter how many people there are, we don't say more than Elokeinu. That's the Tanakama. Now the next man Yama says, no, the mayor, let's say you have 100 people, who oimer Nevorach Hashem Elokeinu. Not just Elokeinu, you say Hashem Elokeinu. The mayor, who, if there are 100 people and one, besides the Mevorach, there are 100 people, oimer Borchu. He says, Borchu, Hashem Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. The Elif, let's say there are 1,000 people, who oimer Nevorach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. He says a little bit more. He's Nevorach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. The Elif, who, if there are 1,000 people and beside him, he says 1,001, then again, oimer Borchu. He could say Borchu, this Lashon, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Because he could say Borchu means you 1,000 people say this Bracha. Rabuya, let's say there are 10,000 people. Oimer, he says, Nevorech Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavokos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Al HaMozen Shochamu. That's the Nusach you say if you have 10,000 people. Rabuya Bahu, let's say there are 10,000 people and besides him, and one besides him, then Oimer Borchu. He gets, instead of saying Nevorech, means all of us together, he could say Borchu, you 10,000 people, say this Bracha to Hashem. The more Kinyan Shu Mavorach, Kach Oinim Achru. The same way he says it, that's where we answer back. Like we say, he says by three, Nevorach Shachanu Mishloi, so we answer back, Borach Shachanu Mishloi, Vudu Bachinu. If there are 10, and Aloha, there's no Nafkaminu between 10 and 10,000, but he says, Nevorach Elokeinu Shachanu Mishloi, we answer back, Borach Elokeinu Shachanu Mishloi. It's the same Nusach he said, we answer back. Kinyan Shu Mavorach, Kach Oinim Achru. Borach Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavokos, Yoshev HaKruvim Alamosin, Shechanu Mishchochan. Reb Yosi Aglili Oimer, Lefi Roiv HaKol, Hei Mavorach. Like the Gemara Zemazda, this is the Pshat in last man, the Yom, goes according to Reb Yosi Aglili, that says it depends upon how many people you have. 10 has a Nusach Elokeinu, 100 Hashem Elokeinu, 1,000 this, 10,000, they're different Nuschois. Why? Because he holds, depending upon how big the tzibur is, that's a different type of bracha you have to have. Shenema, the pasuk says, the makalos borcha ulakim, Hashem mimekor Yisrael. The makalos means the makalos means in the tzibur you have to give a bracha to Hashem. So depending upon how big the tzibur is, the bracha changes. That's Reb Yosi Aglili shita, and that's Pshat last man diyama. Now Omer Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva is the first Tanakama that says no. Once you have 10, you say Elokeinu, and no matter how many more you have, you only say Elokeinu. Omer Rabbi Kiva, not Mam Mitzinu Beis Knesses. Just like we find when we daven in Shul, Echad Merubim, V'Yechad Mewatim, Oimer Borchu Es Hashem. When we answer Borchu in Shul, yeah, no matter how many people there are, whether it's only 10, whether 100 or 1,000, we still say the same Nusach, Borchu Es Hashem HaMavarach. We don't say anything else. Here also, by Birchas HaZimun, once you have 10, all you say is Lakenu, and no matter 100 or 10,000, it's still a Lakenu. Baruch Hu HaShem. Reb Yishmael Oimer, Baruch Hu HaShem HaMavaruch. That's where we hold, that we say Baruch Hu HaShem HaMavaruch, by Baruch Hu. But Reb Akiva says, you just say Baruch Hu HaShem. But it says, Raya, in davening, everybody holds, you don't change the Nusach, because who are then by Zimun here, you only say Lakenu, and not more. That's the Machlokes, the Mishnah, Reb Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, the Makelas Borchu Elokim Hashem, that the free the tzibur, you say different brachas. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the brach always stays the same, just like by Borchu, it always stays the same. Trashi, Bishlei Shavu Aime Borchu, to a Baladi day Ika Zimun, V'chein Kulam, that's a swear all over. If there are only three, or only 10, you have to say Nevorach means all together. Once you have four, so he could say to those three people, Borchu, you Ben Hashem. Echad asara v'yechad asara rebuya. This is Reb Akiva Tanakam Mishita Kloimar Hakel Shava. That's all the same nusach. Misheruyim lahafkir es Hashem ein tzrichim l'shanis. Once you have 10 people that you say Elokeinu, you never say more than that. V'gemara poruch hakatoni sefer b'meya v'hu aimer. And the Moritz Kash Tachur the theory of the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says 10 and 10,000 is the same, and then right away it brings down different shitas. That 100 you say Hashem Elokeinu, and 1,000 and 10,000.
And the Teres of the Gemara is, this is Rabbi Akiva, and this is Rabbi Yosef Glili. For Rashi Lefi Rav HaKol Hei Mevorchim, it's Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita, K'moy Sh'omar, She'yesh Chilik Ben Mei Eli Asoro, U Ben Mei Eli Yelif, U Ben Elif Rebuya. There's a chil between 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. Vodiktoni Echor Asoro, V'Echor Asoro, Rebuya. After we first, the first man the Yom has said, there's no difference between 10 or 10,000, that's Rabbi Akiva he. The Yom HaMamitin Obeis HaKnesses. Mishegi Eli Asoro, and Chilik Ben Rabbe Ben Muatim. In davening in Shul Bashachris, whether there are 10 people, there are 1,000 people, we say the same Nusach, Baruch HaShem HaMavaruch. Is Afkan, who are din by Baruch HaZimun? Ein Chilik. That's the maskana of Gemara, and the law we hold like a bekiva that we never say more than Nevorach Elokeinu. Once we have 10 people, 100, 10,000, it's the same nusach Nevorach Elokeinu. So the Gemara. Omar Shmuel liyolom al yoytzi odem mesatzum min haklal. Whenever you could say a bracha, it's always good to include yourself in the bracha. Now this is going to be the shal in the Mishnah, that when you only have 3 people, we say Nevorach. Nevorach is a mashma altogether. You're including yourself. Nevorach, even like all of us together. Baruch Hu is a lashon like you three, Ben Sashem, and not me. So it's a question if you could say a lashon of Nevorach or Baruch Hu, which one is better to say? So Shmuel says you should always say the word Nevorach better, because Nevorach is including yourself. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. Rashi, al yoytzi esatzmoi, afal pisha babor. Even though the Mishnah says when you have 4 people, you're allowed to say to those 3 people, Baruch Hu, you should know, but it's still better to say a Lashon Levorach or Nevorach. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. So it's always better to say Nevorach, and that's what we hold the Maisa. We always say Nevorach, we never say Baruch Hu. I feel you have 4 people benching together, we don't say Baruch Hu, we always say Nevorach, because it's better to include yourself. So the Mora Tanan, Sarai from the Mishnah, says, B'shloishe, for who I'm a Baruch Hu. So here's a kasha. The Mishnah's mash, when you have 4 people, then your badafka is supposed to say Baruch Hu. By saying Baruch Hu, you're excluding yourself. Trashi Tanan, B'shloishe, v'hu, I'm a Baruch Hu. Al mahochi yodif, kolayner, rabbi matim, v'yafilu eini imochim. Mashma is better that way, to tell them, you 3 people, you bench HaKadosh Baruch, like you don't need me. So mashma is better to exclude yourself, because like you're saying, this rabbi, you bench. And the Gemara, no, it's not Shveh Eimer, Af Baruch. The Mishnah just means, if you want,